a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wanda. I mean, it's only hit the top and see yaga. I mean, y'all bitches better y'all like Ariana if they ever.
What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We're gonna start as usual with our hot topics. What is we talking about today, friend?
Okay, so with the hot topics, my bad. My screen froze for a second. So we're going to get it started with Lotto basically saying that she admits that it was weak-minded of her to fall for Stan drama in the past. Says she regrets any beef she's had in her career. I'm too talented for that shit. I'm going to just say what I got to say, and then I'm going to ask you what you think. So I feel like it's basically like she's admitted to what people was really trying to tell her the entire time. Like, girl, nobody is hating you. No, you don't have these haters that's hating you. I feel like she gained those haters because she was acting as if people were like just hating her, if that makes sense or whatever. I feel like she just kind of fell for the okie doke, kind of like Cardi did, just like, you know, all in the Stan drama, because Stans create drama. So I feel like she realized now that maybe people aren't rocking with her the way they used to, maybe she's starting to realize, okay, maybe I was doing a little too much. That's why I low-key feel like she's on this little hiatus, if that's what you want to call it. Not even really a hiatus, but you get what I'm saying. She dropped that last song and that was really it. So I feel like that's really why she's trying to like be quiet for a little. What you think about it?
Yeah, I think she realized once she started interjecting into random beef, it kind of made her less likable. Because if you realize, people really rocked with her when she first was kind of coming up, like rap game, and even when she first started like popping. People was really like, you know, liked her personality, liked her vibe. But once she started like getting kind of, you saw her attitude come out, and you saw just the way she started.
It's like I said, actually, if you have all these haters, and it's like, girl, sis, who's hating you?
Hating we love you. Who cares? Like,
it's like we with you. I'm confused.
So that's when people started to not rock with her at that point. So then I feel like she then started to actually get haters, because that was like, you're corny. So then. Yeah. She kind of realized that people started to then peep the corny and peep, oh, she doesn't have a style. Oh, she doesn't have her own genuine, like niche and her own genuine identity. And then they started to like nitpick her more and more. And then she actually started to get hate and realize, oh, whoa, I don't even know what hate is. I ain't know nothing about this before. So I think she realized that she really should have just stayed in her lane and stuck with her little flow and stayed in her mix. I think that's a little too late at this point. Honestly.
Yeah. Unless she just comes out with another, you know, successful hit like On the Floor, because that was successful for her. But unless she comes out with like another, you know, song or starts It would have to be a song at this point, because I'm with you. It's a little too late now. People already have like their bad taste in their mouth about Lotto. So whatever she can come out, just how she came out and admitted that, it's still the people that's going to be like me. Girl, we've been trying to tell you that, but go on, sis. Like,
because even in this quote, she's basically trying to say that like she let her fans influence her into not liking people. And it's like, so you're basically saying... your follower? I don't get she says she's taking accountability, but are you this is literally the quote. I think it really don't be a problem until we let fans, stands, whatever you want to call them, like the outsiders. Once they get into the mix, I think that's what stirs the pot, because it's like we all are fans of each other until others commenting and following each other, whatever, then once they get into it comparing, we will turn against each other, which is very weak-minded of us as female rappers. I will take accountability. I don't think truly at heart it is us. Once people are infiltrating your mind, you get to thinking that you get to thinking this, and now I feel like this is our way without even addressing the person. Now you're addressing fans and you think you're falling into these traps that put you what? You get to falling into these traps that they put you in on female rappers. So she's saying that fans
She's basically saying the fans are starting it. The stands said, you said this about me, so you're gonna believe somebody that you don't know in your life.
Yeah, the fans are making her beef with other female rappers, and she believed it. But I'm taking accountability for it. Okay,
so you're a follower, okay, like you said.
Okay, girl.
Right. I'm just gonna read like two comments out the bunch. Well, three. You know, I had to put my little say so. So I said, go against Nikki, it's gonna cost you. Me just being devil's advocate. Somebody else said she recorded Nikki without her consent before they even had public drama. She's been plotting and waiting. And I do agree with that. Once she did that, that left a lot of a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, because it's like, why were you holding on to this? Like she was saying, she was basically saying, like, I did it because I just knew it would get to this point. It's giving you wanted it to go to this point, or it's giving you, it's giving, oh, she gonna prove me, right? She's finally gonna do something that people already been telling me in my ear that she gonna do. So now I can join the bandwagon, like, she did it to me, right, too. So that's what it was giving. So that left a bad taste in my mouth with her, because it's like, sis, like Nicki Minaj said, you don't even know what you're trying to say, sis. Like, you don't even know. And then it was one more I wanted to read. Oh, say it. I regret ever beefing with Nicki Minaj. Simple. Because if you really want to be honest, that's literally the only fans that she goes at it with. What other female rappers has she gone at it publicly with besides Nicki Minaj fans? Right. So just say that you regret that happened. That was a down. Listen, go against Nikki, it's gonna cost you. Yeah, and I just leave it at that. So a little too late, but good luck to you. Cause I really used to mess with a lot of them, but you know,
exactly.
So next, which is really surprising, coming up, we're going to talk about Teyana Taylor. So she quietly filed for divorce from Iman Shumpert in January, claims he was jealous of her success. So basically in the lawsuit, it was stated, okay, so in September, let me see. Okay, I'm going to just read it. Okay, we previously reported that a secret filing for divorce from Iman Shumpert by Teyana Taylor was recently discovered this month. After surveying the documents, the original filing only included the couple's initials. So basically stating, Teyana was doing everything in her power to protect Iman from like public scrutiny, as far as like alleged narcissism, cheating, jealousy, all of that. But come to find out, she did file for divorce for those exact reasons. And it kind of, it's just like people nowadays, people can really never surprise you. Today's day, it's like you really can't put nothing past nobody. The happiest couples will, who would have ever thought that Iman was jealous of Teyana? What? Right. The black couple that everybody loves, they show black love, he supports his wife in the public eye, and whole time in the background he hating on sis.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy out here, because my thing is that Teyana Taylor has always been Teyana Taylor. Iman, I mean, if you didn't know him before he was with Teyana, he did play basketball for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So at the time when she met him, he was hurt. He was playing for a little bit, though. After that, he retired early. But my thing is that they kind of helped each other in a way. Because, yes, we knew who Teyana Taylor was, but I feel like them coming together, like, just made it, like, I feel like they helped each other. Like I said, I feel like they helped each other, built each other up, from my understanding, as far as, like, celebrity status, because that's where, I guess, with the jealousy, because everybody wanted to be with Teyana and not really him. But, like we always say, the worst thing for you to have is a man that is hating on you, and it's jealousy. So what you gotta say, friend?
Yeah, I think it's really, like, sad to see or whatever, because I don't know, I think they both, yeah, like you said, they helped each other, because yeah, he was playing basketball, I guess he, like, raps and had, like, a clothing line and stuff, too. So he had his other things. She had her things, you know. She was always kind of a little bit famous, you know, since she was young.
Yeah.
So they both had, like, stuff going on, but they definitely elevated each other. So it's sad to see, like you said, cheating and this and that and the things. I'm really shocked and dismayed. I'm not going to lie to you. I was shocked and disgusted.
Yeah. when I first heard, now when it was like they were separated, it was still like like, dang. But then when it came out that she's divorced, like, secretly filed for divorce papers, and why? But you know what, with the cheating thing, not saying it's right, but I did, Teyana was the one that opened the door to the threesomes. I'm not sure how that played in. I'm pretty sure it was given, he cheated outside of the threesome, of course, or whatever, but that's always a tricky thing. That's why I don't play them type of games. But yeah, it's just sad to see. I mean, with this coming out, hopefully they remain friends, because she was like, that's like her best friend. But we'll see how that plays out. Good luck to them. That's sad, because they really they have a beautiful family. But you know, sometimes it's best if you're not with that person, and that's okay. Your life moves on. They'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you have something else to say?
No.
So, moving along, we're going to get into Diddy's, one of Diddy's old protégés. Was he on Diddy? Oh, I did skip that. Okay, so we're going to get into this whole Diddy thing. So, as y'all know, Cassie came out with a lawsuit against Diddy. No celebrities really have been coming out. It seemed like it's been a ghost town in the celebrity world, actually, which is quite scary. I've never not seen so many celebrities just not really posting about something. They was on R. Kelly head, as they should have been, but you know. But, so basically, a lot of people have been like, oh, why isn't certain people speaking out, you know, about Diddy that knows Diddy? So one of the people they were talking about was Joe Budden, and they were basically saying, like, they speak about, you know, as everyone else, they speak about everything else that goes on in the Hot Topic world and stuff. Why are they not speaking out on Diddy? So Joe Budden basically was saying, like, it's not that he's scared of Diddy. It's basically because of legal reasons. Diddy is a viewer of the show and possibility of his rumored violent acts. Basically saying, like, if it's true, like, whoa, that's scary. Which, I feel like, I don't know whether to take that as sarcasm from Joe. Because, like, Joe, you know a lot of stuff now. You don't know about Diddy. You don't know if it could possibly be true. So, you want me to play the clip?
I'll put it in.
Why you did it? Because you wanted to. Now you're about to explain. Oh, man. Well, I did it for legal reasons. One, I did it for a myriad of reasons. But first and foremost, the legal portion, which is, yeah, nah, y'all ain't about to clip me up or clip us up or clip this set up and just attach it to whatever story and narrative you want to attach it to. I've been on this here internet a long time before some of y'all was born out there. I know how it goes.
and I know how the blog sites work on a slow weekend, and I know what they do from experience because they mostly use me to do it. I don't be trying to give them nothing. I be in my little hut somewhere and they go dig something up. They say that you're responding to something that you're not responding to. They take one piece, and if they think you're talking about it, they put some tech.
So tell us why you did it.
Play with us like that. Okay. One. Two. What if that nigga did all that shit he's accused of? Like in the rumors.
Sound like a headache.
Why would I want to inherit that? What if he did some of that shit? Like the violent stuff.
What headache would that? I don't understand.
No. Because if he's going to do that to Kid Cudi.
You saying that.
Yo, Joe, stop.
I'm keeping it cool. I'm keeping it cool.
Joe, don't do that, Joe. Come on. No, come
stop.
On.
This ain't time for your internet shit that you do. This is real shit going on. If some of that is true, then why would you want to inherit that? Sound like a headache. Don't sound like the risk is worth the reward there to me. And three, in the event that some people did not believe all of the things that Cassie had to say in that civil suit, I don't think that last week was a play with us. Like, seemed like something a responsible broadcast would do.
We didn't do
fourth,
that.
Fourth. It was four. Oh.
It's a bunch. I could do this all day long.
Keep going. I'm listening.
That nigga listens to this podcast.
What that mean?
Let's go, Ice.
It means that if you have never been on the other side of just accusations and stories being put out about you, and now having to hear the news cycle of people that you know and how they report on it, there's a responsibility that comes with that. And regardless, the internet, again, like I said, has the luxury of forming an opinion. I think that nigga did it. I think he didn't do it. Whatever you think.
Mm-hmm. Not just that.
But no, hold up. But right this second, I'll speak for me. I don't have seem like something a responsible broadcast would do.
Okay. So, yeah, what you think about them? Is it giving everybody scared?
It's giving everybody scared. It's giving everybody knows. There's no way you didn't know. Because we knew. So, like, y'all knew.
Right.
It's giving they don't want to end up missing. It's giving they don't want their car blown up. It's giving they don't want... It's giving they don't want to get sued. It's giving, yeah, all of this, all of the above.
They don't want their blessings blocked from the industry.
Yeah, it's giving all of the above, honestly, truly. And that's really all it is to it. And that's really all they should, that's all they need to say. Just say that. Say you're scared of the man. Say you're a grown-ass right. man scared of another grown-ass man.
All is right. Joe Budden podcast on Revolt or no?
I don't think so. I think he's on YouTube and like his own thing.
Oh, okay, so he's just a viewer of the show. Okay, so he that literally has no ties. So yeah, these people are out here scared of Diddy. That's what it's giving.
That's it.
And I put under that post, I said, so Cassie's the only one with balls. Got it. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, she's literally the only one. When I say Cassie, and I just had to think about it. Because all the hate she was getting by this whole money thing, I had to really digest everything. And I agree with, I was watching Funky Dineva, Claudia, and Al, the Foxhole thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I kind of agree with Funky Dineva. Kudos to you, Cassie. Because if I went through all of that, oh, I'm going to come out about it. You're going to offer me something and I'm not going to take it. And then... when I feel like I have everything, if I got abused for all these years, I might as well get some money. And it's true. It's not like she lying. And it's true. Go ahead, cough up that bread for me, sir.
Don't be realizing they can try to press criminal charges.
That's what I was going to say too.
That's going to happen.
Exactly. So if I'm going to do something, yeah. I might as well do something to where it can get me something in return. Because right. if you would have just did it without no money,
it doesn't mean that follow through. It doesn't mean that And that, like, you, there's a statute of limitations for criminal right. charges as well. The only reason she was even able to press charges is because of that law that's only available for 1 year, which is why all these cases are popping up, because it's only available in New York for 1 year.
Yeah.
So once the 2023 is up, nobody can, they can't press these civil cases anymore. So, yeah, oh, it's all about money. That's because that's all you're allowed to do.
Right.
Statutations for sexual abuse are like 5 years or something like that. It's 5 or 7 years depending on the state. So, like, stop. Right.
Let's say she didn't do the civil lawsuit.
You go to, when you're trying to press
attempted to press charges.
Right.
That went nowhere. And then she wouldn't have gotten anything in return. And then it would have been like, oh, she's lying.
Come on now. In order to press criminal charges, you would have to get a rape kit. And you understand? Yeah. For years past, how's that? You bathed.
Right.
You bathed. So what are they going to find? Stop it. Y'all are insane. Think logically now. Stop it.
Right.
Come on.
So she got exactly what she...
No one's willing to come forward. So there's no witnesses. So it's a he said, she said. Like, be for real.
Y'all, so she played, and then her lawyers, like I said, chef kissed Cassie. You did a big one. Because when I say she opened up a can of worms for Diddy, I feel like forever, like, people have always said things about Diddy, but for some reason, Cassie speaking up, they said, I believe it. Yep, he did that.
And then this stuff for years.
Right. And even his old security guards are coming out on Instagram saying that people that were in the lawsuit, Cassie named people specifically.
Mm-hmm.
If you going through that for all of that, you remember first and last names. You remember who was around. And one of the people that she mentioned, he spoke out about it and said he definitely witnessed that. She went through that. And I even believe Azealia Banks, even though she's kind of cuckoo in the head but when she said he sent her off, I believe that.
Yeah.
Because, So more of the story, all these people that they just scared to come out. And that's crazy that Diddy got all this pull on him. So speaking of that, this one guy, Aaron Hall, who used to be tied to Bad Boy. So now he's having charges pressed on him. Well, a lawsuit basically stating that he raped her and her friend. So, sorry. So someone is coming out basically stating that Diddy and Aaron Hall raped her and her friend. All these old interviews of Aaron Hall coming out where he's being like very vulgar and stuff, like, oh, if he want a woman, he gonna get her, this, that, and that. People have been to his house, Casey and JoJo, Diddy, they didn't see him mess around as, you know, having sex, and they know what he about and this, that, and that. Mind you, one of his baby mothers he got a 16-year-old pregnant. He was 30. She also came out around the time the whole Surviving R. Kelly thing came out, and she spoke about it, but no one knew who she was tied to. Well, I didn't know who she was tied to until now. Yeah. So that's resurfacing. Yeah. Shout outs to Cassie, because she did all of this. I feel like none of this would have came out if Cassie wouldn't have had the balls to file that lawsuit, because people also have to remember it was never her asking for the 30 million. Diddy offered her 30 million, and that's another thing where it's just like Diddy.
Know if it's really 30 million, by the way.
Exactly. And then my thing with Diddy is that's the manipulation part. He put that part out first so it can make it seem as if she asked for that when she didn't ask for nothing.
Allegedly settled for that some number. They signed the suit. We don't know what the number is. We can't know any details because they signed an NDA, because that's what happens when you settle a lawsuit. They settled it 24 hours after she filed it. because he didn't want to take it to court.
The lawsuits, I thought people can get that information as far as what they settle for.
It depends. It depends on how they settle it.
Well, yeah, with Diddy, I know he was like, this is not getting that. Because I know for a fact she got over 30. A lot of times
it's sealed. Like the whole, like, some of the Michael Jackson cases, they're sealed. So we have no idea what happened.
Yeah, but I know for a fact Cassie will be forever living comfortably. I know that for a fact. And kudos to her. So, did you have anything else to say about that? Because we was on that for a minute. Okay, so Tiffany Haddish, and this is...
No, I do. Hold on, okay. I do. Just like, if y'all got injured, would you be really taking them to court? Would you be settling for a couple million so you could live your life? If you got beat up by the police, would you be settling for that $2 million, that $5 million? Shut up.
Would you be gambling off a chance of maybe you'll win, maybe you're not, rather getting some money?
Thank you. Shut up. All right. Right. I'm done.
Okay, so Tiffany Haddish was arrested for a DUI in Beverly Hills and later released. It's nothing really to talk about, but it is something to talk about because at this day and age, Tiffany Haddish, you was grown as hell.
You grown.
At this point, we gotta know our limit for
Uber's exist.
It's literally no reason why you should drink and drive. Literally, for you to be, I ain't gonna say that, but for you to be drunk and driving, I mean, what other choice do they have but to take you to jail? Literally. You deserve it. And then it's her smiling on her mugshot. Like, it just kind of blew me. Like, what? I was just confused. Because it's you smiling, first of all. You being dumb, drinking and driving. And then it's just like, okay, yeah, you're going to get out. I'm pretty sure it ain't really going to be no consequences. But it's just like, what are we doing?
Ubers exist.
I don't think she's been right ever since the allegations came out about her. She has not been right since. I'm pretty sure we'll see her in Girls Trip.
Rex was coming and left her. Ciao.
Oh, yeah.
She shaved out her hair.
Hold on to Jennifer.
That, he shaved out her hair. Ciao.
Yeah. So, that's all about Miss Tiffany.
How long have Jennifer been together? How much longer they got? You know he only got 3 years on him.
Yeah. Probably not even.
Mm-hmm.
See another Lori out here, y'all. Probably, he's worse.
He's the real Lori.
Right. He's the real Lori. That should be it. He's the real Lori.
He's the real Lori.
You said something else that, a little too late. That's what you said. Okay. Okay, I didn't have this in. How much longer we got?
5 minutes.
Okay, well, I ain't going to get into that. Well, I'll just go into this last thing. So the mother, what we have on the hot topic, I don't know if y'all remember when that 6-year-old kid had shot that white teacher. So the mother of the 6-year-old who shot his first grade teacher is sentenced to 21 months in prison for marijuana use while owning a gun. So my thing with this
marijuana
use
while owning a gun.
For owning a gun. I can go to jail for smoking while having a gun that I own. I didn't know that was a thing.
Did she legally own the gun?
It's saying while on. Oh, okay. So let me see. Because she may not have. Let me see if it was licensed.
Because if she legally owns the gun, and if marijuana is legal.
Okay, so it say 21 months in prison for using marijuana while owning a firearm, which is illegal under U.S. law.
But is marijuana legal in her state? I'm confused where the illegal part is coming into play.
Moral of the story, this is why I brought this up. They doing her so dirty. Do you know how many mass murders parents is still out here living comfortably with their kids in prison and they done shot up a whole school? Listen, it's not good that he shot the teacher. I am not saying that. In no way, shape, type of form. However, as far as how they doing his mama, that's messed up.
I gotta look
at this point. I feel like they're pouring her in jail.
Hold on. Faces separate sensing. Let's see that. She's also facing,
yeah, six months
for felony child neglect.
Yeah,
but
so Alicia,
she's in Virginia, so maybe it's the weed is not legal in Virginia, and that's where the issue is coming into play.
But Alicia.
Hold on,
the child neglect, because you know they're doing the child neglect because he got the gun.
Right, which I get.
How many?
He's six.
He is six.
That's what I'm saying. He's six. They're usually a bit older. They're usually 12, you know. They can physically get into a lock, you know. They know how to turn a
safe. I give them a pass with that.
He's a kindergarten, first grader, you know.
I could see if they were only charging her for that. The weed charges, y'all doing a bit much.
I'm looking it up now. What's this lady's name?
But you know what? I feel like they did the weed charges because that's going to give her more time than the child neglect.
I'm looking it up right now.
Let me tell Brandon to bring this charge. Sorry, I'm texting Brandon.
We don't care about that man. Okay. Keep talking.
Okay, but yeah, I just feel like it was a little bit OD. It's giving OJ. Well, didn't get you with this
to on a federal background check form. So but it's illegal to use drugs and own a firearm.
It seems like they come up with laws every day.
Yeah, it's illegal to, because the reason she's arrested is because when she applied for the firearm, she said she didn't use drugs. And so when they went for the drugs, they found the ounce of weed and the drug paraphernalia, which would lead them to believe that she's a longtime user and therefore lied on the form, which is what she's being was sentenced for just now.
That is interesting.
Okay. this is very interesting. All right. Don't lie on your gun applications, guys.
As if I ain't even gonna take it there. But that kid I don't know if they ever said, did the teacher actually pass away?
No, she's alive and well. She's still in the county.
Oh, okay.
She's suing the county, the school district, for like $21 million.
She gonna get every bit of that.
I mean, it's been going for a while. Actually, it was not a quick and easy. They didn't settle. It like went through like her hand and then into like her chest or something, and she had to go through like multiple surgeries and was like rehab and stuff. But apparently, like somebody had told the principal or someone. I think somebody told like the principal or someone that he had the gun, but they didn't do anything about it, and so he then ended
that
up shooting
situation him. All around. But they doing an example out of that mama. That's crazy.
Either way, you heard it here first. I don't know, friend. Podcast. Do not lie on your gun license applications, because you can go to jail for it. Anything else you want to talk about?
We don't got no more time, do we?
That was the timer, so.
Okay, that will conclude it.
All right, then let's go wrap up hot topics, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and get into our docket questions for this week. Our first one is, how long can you go without talking to your mans? Go ahead, friend.
I'm gonna give it 8 hours. And 8 hours meaning I have had a whole day at work. So I should hear from you. I'll give you a pass while I'm at work. But after that, what's up? 8 hours is, that's still pushing it for me, to be honest, because it's still kind of pushing it to me. I'm gonna be logical. I'm gonna be reasonable, because if I ain't heard from you from the time I woke up to the time I get off, because I'm thinking about it, 11:30 to 8:30, I ain't hear from you, it's a problem. So I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to be realistic with myself and say 4 hours.
The toxic in me was going to say 4 hours, actually.
I'm not doing nothing more than that.
Because 4 hours. 4 hours is wild. Because we're actually talk literally all day. I brought up to my best friend the other day. I was like, yo, look at my call log. Like, we literally talk all day. I'm like, are we codependent? Because what the hell?
I look at the timer and it's like 3 hours. What have we been talking about for 3 hours?
It'll just be nothing but him. It's so weird. I don't have my phone. I can't show you my phone, but it'll literally just be him. But I was like, it was weird. I was like, I think I need to stop talking to this man because I don't like that. I don't like that. But in reality, I can't go a while without talking to him. I can actually say 12. I will actually say 12 because he does work a 12-hour shift. Past that, though, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. We had an issue. It was genuinely, we spoke for like 3 minutes on Thursday morning, right? At like 9 a.m. or like 8:45.
Don't let that happen. Don't let me speak to you. Don't let me speak to you for a brief second and then no more.
Listen. We talked for like 3 minutes or so because I got up for work. I had to work early on Thanksgiving. So I called him. I was like, if I have to be up, you do. So I called him. He fell asleep or no, something happened. Call drop. And then I just didn't call him back because I knew he was tired. Guess when I talked to that man again?
That was Thursday.
Guess when I talked to that man again?
Please don't say please don't say Saturday. Don't say today.
Guess when I talked to that man again?
Saturday
morning. When I tell you he was blocked. He had to text me from some other number, like, please unblock me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, we ain't playing them type of games.
Yeah.
Okay, and I asked
my
boyfriend.
Yeah.
And at first he was trying to be funny, saying 2 weeks. And I'm just like, you really go 2 weeks without? He was like, see, it's no right answer with you. I said, no, okay, for real. Say a real answer, I won't get upset. He was like, I don't know, maybe 4. At first he said 4 hours. And then he was like, maybe 7. And then I was like, okay, 8 hours of work shift. I'll let you slide with that. But yeah, the long as it wasn't hitting over, no, don't play with me. That we don't play them type of games. No. I can go days without talking. Excuse me.
Oh, no. We have words. Yeah. Yeah. Words were had. Apologies were made.
Apologies, definitely. And that leads us into our next docket question. You want to read it?
If gift giving is your love language and there's an apology without a gift, do you think the apology was genuine?
I do. And why I want to say I do, because an apology does not have to mean a gift. Just because you talk to yourself in your head that you have to have a gift when somebody apologizes to you, Alicia, that does not mean that they do not mean.
I didn't get an Amazon confirmation. So, and it's sad season 2.
He does have a lot of making up to do.
I'm just saying.
But at the same time, friend, I'm going to be on your side. Show me that you mean it. Show me that you mean it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because why don't you go all those days without talking to me? So you better be coming with something.
No. I'll tell you. But anyway. So there's that. In reality, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. In this situation, and others... No, because how do you love me? If this is how you show me you love me? No. I don't think so.
Jesus.
Even because it doesn't have to be nothing crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It could be just something simple, something cute. It don't got to be a bag, even though I love bags. Some might argue I have too many. They would be wrong. But anyway, yeah, I don't think it has to be anything crazy. So no, I feel like it's weird. I think it should be how whatever your love language is. It doesn't have to be gift giving. Honestly, yeah. I think it should be. I think apologizing in whatever your love language is just makes sense. So if you're not doing that, you're just saying it, then do you mean it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. You're saying it. But anyhow, guess that's just me, huh?
Sure, well, we're just living in it.
I know. I'm going to be cutting up all month. I hope y'all know that. I hope y'all know that. I've been preparing. Literally.
Literally. Well, Alicia has been talking about her birthday since the beginning of November. Alicia, Honda.
You have to prepare for Sag season, and then once you're in it, we're in it. I literally got half my birthday outfit already ready, prepared. Half is on its way. Y'all ain't even ready.
Tauruses are definitely
not as great, so you know. It doesn't take
word?
As long to prepare.
What's the word I'm looking for? Last minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
didn't even see this on here. How do you get your lick back? I must have bypassed that.
Max don't read, y'all, clearly, because it's clear as day.
I just so happened to see our YouTube. I just went to the next one. I don't know. But how do you get your lick back, Alicia?
Honestly, this was all in my headspace of being in a toxic headspace this weekend. So it depends, honestly. Ooh. I hope someone doesn't listen to this episode. It just depends, honestly. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think I'm silent. I'll just block you and move on with my life and let your life fall into shambles, because it will inevitably go into complete and utter shambles without me, because I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. So obviously it's going to fall apart without me. That just makes sense. Other times, I'll fuck with your homeboy. It just kind of depends on how I'm feeling at the time. Sometimes I know I fucked with your homeboy before, so I'll hit him up again. I know he's going to tell you, because I know y'all know that. I know that we all know each other. I'll say what's up. Just so he'll tell you that. I tell you so. So we both know. What's happening? I'm doing it.
Yeah. Alicia is the type that will literally tell on herself, because I want you to know that I did it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're the what's her name? Tasha and Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just waiting on you to boom.
Because I want to see your reaction. I need to know that you know that I did it. You know, that's I don't know how to react. Not toxic. Like, I don't. So I have to. I have to. And he said that. He was like, "Oh, you're toxic." I was like, "I told you. You didn't believe me." And I like that you realized that. And also, I was restrained.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually restrained. Gabby said she was proud of me, because I was reserved, because I was planning psychological warfare. Let me tell you.
I believe you.
Listen.
I believe you.
I'm smarter than you, so like, I very easily could have ruined your night. But he was like, I'm very toxic. So with that being said, you only saw a sliver of that. You got 12% of the full toxic pie. So know that. Love you.
I would agree with the first part you said. My look back, you know, I don't do no blocking, but I'm a very tiptoey person. You just keep doing it, I'm gonna go ahead and disappear. And then it's like, when you don't hear from me no more, you know what's up. When you're saying you miss me, you know why.
Max will keep entertaining people. I'm like, why are you still texting this? Why are you still letting him text you? What? Why haven't you blocked him? I'ma tell him. I'ma eventually block him. Yeah, I'ma tell him I moved on. I don't know. He invited me to dinner, but like, I'ma just ignore it.
Okay, I have done that.
She's done it.
But
for what? Block that man. Tell him he's a worthless piece of shit and he no longer deserves to be on this earth. And block his number. Will she do it? No. But am I gonna encourage it every time? Absolutely. Eventually she'll listen.
I ignore people. And then it's just like that. It's like people know their time has been up with me. When you realize, because if I really like you, I'm always want to be around you. Once you don't really see that my lit back is literally just you missing me. You're gonna continue to miss me, literally, and I'm gonna be happy over here.
My lit back is me wanting to hit you with my car. My lit back is telling you your mother doesn't love you, and that's why you behave the way you do. And am I right? Yes. And that's why it hurts your feelings. Because you know that lady don't love you. Don't shake your head. Because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that his mama don't love him. And you know that's why he be acting like that.
All right.
Huh. That lady did not love that boy. It's sad, too. Real sad. She be telling him. Shout out to you, Nicholas.
Nicholas, wild and I. It's going to be a lot of stuff out of this episode, okay?
Match season.
Okay, let's move on.
I don't care. Who gonna check?
Let's move along. For Alicia, say something else. Okay, are you too independent and is that bad?
Honestly, this was more written for someone who's not here. So neither one of us are too independent. I used to be. I no longer am. And there's times I physically could not, I can't get dressed by myself sometimes. I usually have nails on. So like, don't roll your eyes. I be having nails. I have big boobs. I can't zip things up. There be things happening. Necklaces, I can't. There be issues.
So you just need a little assistance.
I just been needing assistance, you know? Gotcha. Yeah, I just didn't need help. That's why I'd be like, oh, I'm going to move out. And then I'd be like, but damn, who's going to help me?
Ugh. with me, I feel like I have been, right now, I'm just like trying to be this passenger princess, like in my software era right now. So, yeah, I don't feel like I am as of right now.
I don't think I ever but really have been.
In previous relationships, maybe. I won't even say previous, my last relationship. That's about it.
And right now, do I need an oil change? Yes. Am I going to get it done? Right
now? Or do I need you to Right now, do I need you to pull
did
up
he
and wait
he would pay for it? Would I drive to go get it, or do I just wait for him to come do it himself?
Yeah. Mm. The other day, I needed air in my tire. And guess what? My boyfriend was waiting on me when I got off of work.
I physically have an air compressor in my car. I still not gonna put my air in my tire.
And I kept telling him
you don't check your air pressure before you get in your car every day.
Look,
who the hell checks their air pressure before they get in their car?
Girl, I kept telling him about that tire. He was like, "You just gonna wait till I got time to do it." No, I'm not. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I actually need you to come do it.
He literally was like, you're supposed to check your tire pressure every day, babe. You're supposed to do it before you drive. Who checks their tire pressure before they drive? Does that even make sense? Let me go feel the wheels. That's dangerous. Someone's waiting behind me to slit my throat. Stop.
Yeah.
You sound crazy. You sound crazy. Anyway. No, I don't think I am. And is it bad? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to die on that hill. I won't. I refuse. I don't think I'm in a soft girl era. I think I'm in a me era. Because it's not soft girl. It's Alicia. That's it. It's in a I've had a dad era. I don't know what to tell you. Quite literally took the shirt off his back era. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. You gotta deal with it. Love you. How long we've been talking?
I don't know.
Not that long. It's 51 minutes. We could wrap it up. Or we could keep going. It doesn't really matter.
Well, we can do the last thing.
It's only one. It's quick.
That's what I'm saying. We might as well do it.
Huh?
We might as well do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'm saying that's just it. We're done.
Oh.
I was saying if you had anything else you wanted to say, like you had wanted to bring something else up earlier, if you wanted to double back to that real quick, we could.
I forgot what I was going to bring up. All right. But let's get to the last thing. Okay. And then they'll probably come to me. Okay. So celebrity hall pass. Who's your celebrity hall pass?
I don't know why I put this because I really couldn't think of anybody at first, so I'm just gonna say Method Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Method Man is fine,
right?
See, I was gonna say Joey Badass, and I'm gonna just stick to him. Joey Badass is fine.
Yes.
Chocolate Man, you get me? I have plenty of celebrity hawks.
I really can't think of anybody. And it's not that I don't have any. I just...
Now that you're saying it, I didn't even think of Method Man. I always say how fine he is.
He is. He really is. I'm really not going to say too many because my man's a Cancer. And he's going to get he be in his feelings.
See, when I was talking to Chris Breezy number 2, I'm going to refer to him as that because that's going to eat him up. And he ain't going to like that. So Chris Breezy number 2. He was saying that you just gonna pick Chris Brown. I said no, then it would be obvious. So shout outs to you, boo. Shouting you out in the podcast. He is gonna eat me up for calling him Chris Breezy too. He could never do it like you. He can never do it like you.
Lord. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to my man. What else do you have to say?
That's my motherfucking man. I always think of that. I don't know why.
He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
What was I going to do? He was like, I was talking, when I was posting last week, I was talking about, upload. He's like, I said something. He was like, he has our post notifications on, and then I brought it up. I was like, we haven't posted in like 3 weeks. I was like, I was wondering why I wasn't getting notifications. I'm like, you could have just brought it up. we just sit here, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't got nothing else to say.
Me either. I don't know what I was talking about earlier.
I was trying to make it to an hour for y'all, but this was short and sweet. All right. Then I guess we know.
Okay, well, since we got a little bit of time, let's go back to another hot topic that's new right now. King trying to fight T.I. and Tiny all in the background.
Oh, who's trying to fight T.I.?
Yeah, I don't know what didn't happen in that box.
He said he was trying to fight somebody else.
It was definitely a back and forth, and you can hear T.I. You're embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, I heard T.I.
But when he was saying, when T.I. was saying, like, you and it was seeming like King was talking to T.I. I don't know if T.I. said a joke. I think T.I. said it was a joke. Because I heard Tiny say he was just playing. Man, I don't play like that.
What I got from it was somebody was saying something to King. King ain't like it. T.I. thought it was funny. King was trying to step to them. T.I. was like, you're doing too much. King, Tiny and T.I. was like, it was a joke. You're doing too much. And King, I stand on business. Because, you know, he think you from the hood.
Oh, my God.
Basically. Well, that's what I got from it when I was watching it.
That makes sense. I'm trying to figure out.
Are his teeth still really big?
Yes. What goes through with King is he wants to be this fuck up so bad, and it's just like, who wants to be a fuck up?
Oh, they are still very large. Yeah, because I think that's T.I. with his arm around him.
Him trying to fight his daddy is wild. And him chastising Tiny is wild. So, but Tiny say, what the fuck wrong with you? I'll beat your ass. She did say that. So... I don't know.
Their whole family is odd.
Yeah.
How old is he?
And he's still like 15. Is he 20 by now? 19? At least? He gotta be 19. What's his name? Oh, Harris. King Harris. He is 19. He was born in 2004. Freshly 19. Actually, his birthday just passed. August 25th.
Interesting.
I always knew he was gonna be the trouble child, but
I did not watch this Funny Marco interview.
I was just gonna say, but is he though? Because I mean, we all know his grandma raised him.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no telling. All right, that
the grandma's the baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Well, y'all, Zoe shouted us out again. Shout out to Zoe. I was first on Messy Monday probably 2 weeks ago again, whatever. So I'll insert that. Zoe said he fucked with us. So if you ain't fucking with us, man, what is you doing? Hope y'all have a good week. Stay messy. Drink y'all water. Anything else you'd like to say?
That's it.
And I would like to say I went to go see the movie Napoleon. Are you into that, Alicia?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Napoleon, the man that started the French Revolution.
Oh, the actual Napoleon?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Seen it. It was terrible. Just wanted to say that. I won't say it was terrible. I was watching it, but my boyfriend gave it a 5 out of 10, and he wanted to see that. He said it was given documentary, so if y'all want to check it out, check it out. It's 2 hours.
Let's pick a documentary to watch next week.
Okay.
I sent you a TikTok of that documentary.
Oh, yeah, I gotta check that out. I gotta watch that.
No, we're gonna pick it right now, and y'all, we're gonna all watch it right now. We're gonna talk about it. And we're gonna, I'm gonna tell you right now which one to watch.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Because Escape and Twin Flame was good. That was a good
one. It was good.
I didn't put somebody up on that too.
What the hell is your name?
The Challenger was good with the astronaut, the rocket.
Know what to do. Bring it in again. Let's do it.
Give me a second. There was one in here that I think we should watch. Okay, let's do this one. Let's do Till Death Do Us Part on Netflix. It's about a murder, and it's between two people. It's about murder. Okay. It's called Till Death Do Us Part on Netflix. Y'all watch it. We're going to watch it. We're going to come next week, and we're going to talk about it. All right? Do your homework. We're gonna be graded. All right, love y'all. Bye. And I've been waiting. They ever trying to knock up, put my foot up in your cock, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take your daughter, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a ball.